Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, sidingunlimited.com. Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, sidingunlimited.com.
Well, the Brewers are off to New York, packing up, closing up shop at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Some will stay by, right? There's still activity at the complex, but the team is off to New York. Those who are healthy enough to travel are off to face the Yankees with opening day on Thursday.
Yeah, quite a few injuries, unfortunately.
Yeah, number of injuries. Want to detail that and what kind of shape this Brewers team is in with Cotronia, who is back from spring training after a month long, right? What did you miss in Wisconsin here? You know, the weather kind of stunk, and
I brought the sun back with me. At least I got that going for me. So, I mean, nice tan, and we're ready to go. We're, you know, nice and warm, but it's good to be home. You know, I was just telling with my girlfriend yesterday, it's just like, yeah, I just like everything a little more condensed out here. Everything's, it's Phoenix, if you know, it's a sprawl. It's a desert sprawl. This is nice to just be able to walk to get everything I need.
You were kind of itching for the season to start. Are the players also itching for the season to start?
Oh, my God. Everybody is. I mean, everyone knows spring training is meant for starting pitchers, and it's meant to build them up and make sure they can get 5 innings in and make sure everyone's, you know, healthy, hunky-dory. And, you know, in the Brewers' case, you know, they try to get the 5 innings, and only 3 of the guys that they hoped are of maybe the 8 are getting 5 innings in. So that's Aaron Civale, that's Nestor Cortez, and of course the opening day starter Freddy Peralta on Thursday. It's all for the spring. It's all for starting pitchers. So like relievers and position players, like established big leaguers, like Yelly, like Reese. It's like, all right, let's get on with it. Let's do the real things, and then we're finally here, 2 days away.
I feel like spring training is a big thing for pitchers, and you're right. I mean, Ryan Braun famously is like, I need 10 swings. Just give me 10 at-bats, and I'm good to go for the regular season. So you cover the Brewers inside and out. Dom is also the host of Brewers Extra Innings. So you know this team back and forth, Dom. Did you learn something about this team during the month you were with them in Arizona?
One of the things that I've been bringing up a lot, and I think I've said it on your guys' show too, where the captain of this team, we all know, is Christian Yelich, but do not forget about Freddy Peralta's leadership, too. And I really point to Freddy as somebody that we know about Willie's departure. Freddy is going to be somebody that is that new. I mean, he's always been smiling. I mean, I don't think he has ever stopped smiling, but he is that energy giver, right? We talk about Willie Adames being the guy that brightens up a room anytime he walks in. Freddy Peralta has always been that guy. Now he's especially that guy without Willie Adames in this clubhouse. And the bilingual aspect of it, that leadership, that's something that I think really came to the center of my attention this spring training. The other thing that came to my attention that I think is very much underreported on the national stage, this team can hit. I think there's a lot of maybe assumptions because they're such a young team that nobody's going to hit. I picked my like quantum leap. You know, we talked about Bryce Terang's quantum leap last year. My guy this year is Joey Ortiz. I think he's going to have a fantastic season. He looks healthier than he did at the second half of last season. We think Reese is certainly a bounce-back candidate, and what he did this spring training certainly indicates all systems go there. And, you know, you can knock on wood for a full season of Christian Yelich and a full season of Garrett Mitchell. It's like, yeah, they should still be able to hit this year.
Yes, can we all please right now knock on wood?
Find some.
So I love hearing what you noticed out on the field. You were also in the clubhouse down there in Arizona. I'm kind of curious what you took away from that. What did you learn being in the clubhouse day in and day out?
I think with the team that we see, oh, it's young, as it's called by Pat Murphy, the team of opportunity, and that there's so many positions that were, you know, sort of up for grabs last spring training versus this spring training. You look at third base, look at shortstop, whatever. I see a team that understands, maybe some of them are too young to realize it, but like, they just want to win. That's it. And I was talking about this with Reese Hoskins at the beginning of camp, where when he first came up with the Phillies, they stunk. I mean, he was the only shining good moment of the Phillies in 17, 18. And then they started to turn the corner when they got Harper and they started to get things going. These young guys now, they only know winning. Jackson Churio only expects to make the playoffs. Sal Frelick has played in 2 playoff series, right? Like, nice. These guys only know winning. So there's no reason to change the status quo. It's where the standard is the standard of you win the division, you get into the playoffs.
I don't put a lot of stock into batting averages and records and stuff like that during spring training. But I'm sorry, if you hit nearly 500 it jumps off the page when you've had a pretty full spring training, and that's kind of where Jackson Churio is at. Like, that stands out.
Yelly had a great quote about it where he said, what, would you rather hit 050? I mean, of course you want to hit 500 in spring training. It still doesn't matter at the end of the day, but you're always more excited to hit better when you're going into the season and feel like you're on a good level. It's funny, I had some brief conversation with Jackson this spring, and this is the same chipper 21-year-old kid that just doesn't know any better. He's in the big leagues and expects to succeed. And I remember 2 years ago in spring training, seeing him getting, you know, the minor leagues get into the game, and they're like, you know, all right, here's this 18-year-old kid who everyone says is going to be a hot shot. And then he's like nodding and taking pitches and showing some swagger. I'm like, who does this kid think he is? And now, seeing that second half he had last season, seeing the spring training he had this year, that's who that kid thinks he is. So, man, to hit nearly 500 in a 50 plate appearance span, picking up exactly where he left off. Wow, I'm really excited for Jackson.
Nice. Well, we're really excited for Monday, the home opener. But before the home opener, we have our season opener Thursday afternoon against the New York Yankees. What should we be looking for?
The thing with this opening weekend against the Yankees, you're going to see back-to-back lefties. Gerrit Cole's out for the year. Their opening day starter, who would have been Tommy John Surgery. So he's out. So that means you get back-to-back lefties. Carlos Rodon, Max Fried. The Brewers historically have had troubles with lefties. Last year, they were barely above 500 against lefties. But we all know how they love to platoon. They love to split the lineup. So Oliver Dunn, we made a big deal about him probably, you know, I think it's virtually certain he's on the opening day roster, but he's probably not going to play on opening day because they're facing a lefty, which means Vinny Capra, who's one of the more fun stories of spring training, guy who's grinded his way through, he's been with multiple organizations, out of options, made this team, and is probably going to be the opening day third baseman for the Brewers this year. I'm looking forward to that, these first two games, given they're facing a lefty. And I remember last year, facing the Mets, everyone was like, oh man, you got to look out for Edwin Diaz in that ninth inning. Well, we all know who's got the ninth inning for the New York Yankees now in Devin Williams. So you know what the easiest way to avoid that guy is? Win all three. And that's what the Brewers did in New York last year.
Yeah, that's right. Former Brewers All-Star closer Devin Williams, now a member of the Yankees. It is interesting you bring up the lefty thing. That has sort of been a thing for the Brewers. You pointed their record against lefties, and for whatever reason, just wasn't great. But you're also getting lefties at the beginning of a season when those starters aren't really stretched out yet, right? I mean, the early part of Major League Baseball's regular season is sort of a build on spring training where guys aren't throwing seven or eight innings yet and getting near 100 pitches.
And that's why it's so important the Brewers have depth beyond their regular three starters that I mentioned earlier, because, you know, Tobias Myers is starting the year on the injured list. Aaron Ashby is starting the year on the injured list. DL Hall's already been placed on the 60-day IL. Brandon Woodruff still needs time to continue building up. He's on a positive progression. He will pitch in the big leagues this year, maybe even by the end of May. I really feel that the Brewers are built to sustain these first 2 weeks. You know, you got to survive these 15 days without Tobias Myers. We'll see what Ashby's progression looks like. But when Quintana is built up and ready to go, Tobias returns, that's five bona fide starters that you can ride and carry all the way through the season when Woodruff returns, when Ashby returns, whatever that may be, that you have swingmen like Elvin Rodriguez, like Connor Thomas, maybe even a big league debut of Logan Henderson or Chad Pratchett could be in the cards next week. They have pitching depth, which maybe was extremely tested last year. They have even more of it this year.
This is going to be the first season without Bob Uecker. Come Monday for that home opener here in Milwaukee, there are going to be so many little notes, and there are going to be fans out there, and I imagine flowers and pictures and you know, some beer bottles for him. Obviously, down in Phoenix, there were a couple of ways that the Brewers were honoring him as well, but I think Monday is going to be different here in Milwaukee with all of the fans. How do you think that's going to impact the players?
I think the guys have had time to sort of digest all of it, and I know there's going to be events throughout the year, and there's going to be little reminders. Pat Murphy said it best at the very beginning of camp. You know, we're wearing his patch because he's never going to leave us. You know, he is Milwaukee Brewers baseball. He's not going anywhere. He's just, his presence is going to be felt. We're going to miss him in person, obviously, but we're going to see, like you said, little nods of, yeah, you could have laughed at that, or, oh man, you could have loved that play or that comment, whatever it may have been. I've had a sneak peek at some of the stuff coming on Monday. Man, there's going to be some really emotional gut checks there. And the best part is a lot of it's going to be happening while, you know, the lineups. Like, that's the fun part of opening day. Everyone lines up. You get the big flag. You get it all. And it's just like, bam, Bob Uecker stuff. And I'm just like, man, it's going to hit hard in that moment, but I'm very excited.
What can you tell us about those sneak peeks? I know you can't tell us everything, but what little hints can you give us?
There's going to be some old friends in some of these videos and some of these tributes. So very excited to have the fans hear about some of that stuff. And I really, really, really am proud of what the Brewers have been able to put together. Our thanks to Judy and the Uecker family and everyone, what they've been able to do, because, man, this is obviously the start of a new era. We miss him dearly. There are going to be days that it's just like, you know, it really stings on a walk-off or whatever it may have been. If somebody slips out of get up, get out of here, gone or something. But it's going to be hard. It is the new reality, unfortunately, but he ain't going anywhere. That patch is going to be on that jersey all year long, and there's going to be plenty of ways to celebrate Uecker season long.
I would imagine that broadcast booth is dedicated to Bob at some point, if it's not already got a placard up. And great merchandise, by the way. Great Uecker merchandise in the pro shop. If you're getting to opening day, get there early and find the hoodies. There's all sorts of great stuff on
all benefiting his charities that he wants to benefit. So it really helps a good cause and helps everything. And then the jersey patch as well. If you have an authenticated jersey, you know, an authentic Nike jersey, you can add the patch for $12 again going to the charities. I think that's just a great touch to be on field, just like the guys wear on the field.
So cool. Brewers baseball hits our airwaves on Thursday afternoon. The home opener, of course, Monday of next week. We'll be there. Rain or shine, we will be there. Looking forward to it.
Put a roof on it. Thanks, guys.
Dom, thanks for coming and checking out with us. So all spring training, Dom Cotroneo is back, host of Brewers Extra Innings and Brewers Weekly right here on WTMJ.